Considering the increased Florida citrus fruit drop the last couple seasons, largely due, many think, to the continued spread of HLB, or citrus greening, throughout the Sunshine State citrus groves, it's no wonder growers look toward the coming crop estimates with a certain degree of angst. Now, on top of the effects of HLB on the fruit drop situation in Florida, another old citrus tree disease nemesis is showing itself in Florida groves, and it's adding to fruit drop problems this season. What's worse, with all the rain recent months, post-bloom fruit drop came on so quickly in some areas growers didn't know it in time to apply the needed fungicides. For nearly 20 years now, we've broadcast live the official USDA citrus crop estimate, which comes out in early October each year, and we plan to bring that news to you live once again right here on this radio station and online at our website. Meanwhile, though, each August annually, we also get word of what the private industry forecasters expect, mainly those being Elizabeth Steger's report and another from Louis Dreyfus of Winter Park, both using a different methodology than that of USDA, by the way, and obviously both come out much earlier than USDA's, which is still about 2 months away. But with Steger's recent Florida all-orange crop number coming in at just 89 million boxes, and the Dreyfus number also set recent days at 96.6 million boxes expected, it's a sure bet the entire grower and industry community will be keenly tuned for what USDA expects the next crop to be come early October. Stay tuned. For Agnet Media, I'm Gary Cooper.